Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 8-Bit Adventures Podcast. This is episode 260. I am your host, Sean Hayes. Still a little bit under the weather. We are slowly getting there. So had to take last week off, just sounded really awful. Still stuffed up, but we're going to work through it, folks. Not really a whole lot of interesting news, a couple tidbits here and there. Some of the stuff is pulled from last week. But really, really not a whole lot going on. So I hope you are all having a good time. I hope you're all staying healthy. so stuffed up. All right. So we'll try and get through this kind of as quickly as we can. Just so that you don't have to listen to me, to my poor sick voice, trying to do this stuff. So why don't we get right into our news for this week? All right, so first up, in case you haven't heard, E3 2022 is canceled. There will not be a physical or digital event. ESA, the group behind E3, has said that it's looking to put its effort into a 2023 event where it will return in a physical format. So what it might not mean much. All the big players are doing their own presentations anyway, so it just means that there might not be a centralized feed of things going out. Next up, Breath of the Wild 2. Release window has been pushed back to spring 2023. For a lot of folks, this has been kind of a non-issue. It's already been pushed back this far. It means that it won't compete with like Elden Ring for Game of the Year. And any other like holiday releases. We did get, a little bit more looks at everything, just of, stuff taking place up in the sky as well as down on the ground in Hyrule. But not a whole lot of other information that came out, of the announcement. So they're still working on it. I think part of it has just been adapting to pandemic principles and things like that. So, totally fine with them pushing the game back to make it better. And they might be working on how to optimize it. So this just means more time to play Xenoblade Chronicles 3 coming out in September. Okay, Haunted Chocolatier, according to an article on IGN, Concerned Ape, Eric Barone, developer of Stardew Valley and maker of this game, kind of teased boss battles being a thing by previewing a music track called B-Boss. He's already previously stated that combat is being re-engineered from the ground up for this game. So that it will not play like Stardew Valley's combat. It'll be much more fleshed out. Seems like combat's going to have a much bigger focus in this game than it did in Stardew Valley. So, boss battles, that would be an interesting thing. And I feel like B-bosses are a particular trope in a lot of either survival games, exploration games and stuff. Here's to the bees. All right, last up. Twitter is working on an edit button so you can edit your tweets for better or worse. This announcement comes as Elon Musk acquires 9.2% of the company's shares and is appointed to their board of directors for better or worse. A lot of people have been asking for an edit feature to remove like typos and stuff. but folks don't know what this will mean for information accuracy and the threads in the future. Who knows? You know, whether, like, you know, for like Reddit, like there is a sort of culture surrounding like how to do edits, you know, that are not just like fixing a simple typo. You know, whether we'll see that happen with Twitter, and given the nature of the people that use it, considering like you have a lot of big name, you know, considering it's a much bigger platform for politicians to use than other social media platforms. I would say, folks, now more than ever, if this edit feature rolls out, you might want to grab your screen grabs ready. Your screen cap software. So, and that is going to take care of the quickfire news for this week. As I said, there's not really, it's kind of a slow, past 2 weeks have been a slow news cycle. So that is going to wrap things up there. And so now we are going to get into our deep dive, which we're going to talk about Kirby and the Forgotten Land, which released recently. So here we go. Okay, so just I've been playing through Kirby and the Forgotten Land, haven't been doing it on stream, and I'm having a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's a Kirby game, not very difficult. You know, a lot of the difficulty comes in trying to like 100% it and do the optional objectives. But just like playing through the game, it's, you know, the difficulty scales on the easier side. What I find funny is that for a Kirby game is that they then also introduce an easy mode. And like the difference between doing normal mode and easy mode is like you just get extra coins. But like easy mode, I think it does, I don't know. It's a little difficult to try to figure out how to make that game easier. Because, you know, for most enemies, I mean, it's a single hit and you take them out, with your powers. Definitely scales on the easier side. It's a lot of fun for just like, if you want to chill, you want to play through an action game, you know, an action adventure game, and, but not really stress about it. A lot of the powers are fun. Just starting to unlock sort of the upgrade mechanics for them. But again, like, you know, enemies already die so quickly. Like, I feel like the upgrades are a bit superfluous. You know, I don't really know what they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah, I'm still scratching my head on that, but, you know, it's nice to upgrade stuff. One moment. Okay. So, let's see. Map mechanics. You know, there's like an overworld, which I think is new for a Kirby game. And they have hidden areas on the overworld, which I thought was a little nice touch. So that like you go around and try and find hidden areas. The game runs really well. Very bright, colorful game. Very charming. A lot of the enemies are super fun and super, super cute. You know, mouthful mode, I don't know how I feel about it. I think like most of them could have just been converted into existing powers. They're just kind of MacGuffins that you could have also done with like a button prompt. I don't know. That said, sometimes they do present interesting puzzles. Like there's one treasure level, where it's supposed to master like stairs, where you suck up a set of stairs, and then you have to maneuver them into different places to then be able to press like button switches and reach the end. So really, it's just like a classic like block shifting puzzle to press switches, but you know, it's still nice to have that little bit of puzzle solving in a Kirby game. Have not unlocked fishing yet. That's my goal, is to get to the fishing and see what that's all about. I do like that player two is sort of drop in at any time. That's a nice feature. I mean, the boss fights so far have been pretty interesting. You know, really it stems around just like avoiding attacks. And then, you know, finding an opening. You know, I feel like for most of the bosses, it's like stay far away and try and use ranged attacks. But, you know, I don't know how much more involved you can get with this style of game. You know, that said, the bosses that I fought against so far have been fairly interesting enough just to get through the different phases of their fights. And then an optional goal is to take no damage throughout the level. So, you know, there's that for an added challenge for folks. Oh, sorry. It's having to deal with the nose issue is really starting to get to me. So, you know, I think, here's the thing, like Car Kirby, like everybody joked about Car Kirby, like Wheel has been a power since Kirby's Adventure in the NES. And I don't think Car does anything that Wheel doesn't already do. So I don't know how I feel about it. Like, it's mainly used to just like propel yourself across the stage. And like try and get through a specific course to then, if you reach the end of that course and time it right, break through a wall and get to a secret area. So I don't know. For those who aren't aware, the style of this game is like Super Mario 3D World. So there is a linear path through each level. There is an overworld where you select which levels to go to, but it's not like an open world type thing like Super Mario Odyssey. It's much more like 3D World, where there are linear levels. You have a specific start point, you progress the level, you get to the end point. It's just that it's not a two-dimensional experience going through that level. So yeah, I did a comic this week for Kirby and the Forgotten Land. There is technically a power in which Kirby gets a gun. He gets a musket and a miner's hat. They call it Ranger. But yeah, it's very much is a gun that shoots stars. So yeah, the thing that they said like they would never do, like, I think for Smash Brothers, they ended up doing in this game. Yeah, some power is clearly just better than others. So what they do is they counterbalance that by providing, like, specific objectives to use certain powers in the level. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, I think it kind of forces people to go and use different stuff. But at the same time, I don't know, if they just made stuff more interesting, I think that would also solve the problem. There's so much overlap between Kirby's powers, especially the ones that they put in this game, that I don't know, that it feels like you really have to, like, it feels like they could have put more puzzles in You know, and I'm only on World 2 so far, so maybe they do this later on, but put more puzzles in that require specific powers. So maybe stuff that can only be blown up with bombs, or stuff that requires a hammer to pound it down. You know, that sort of stuff. But again, like, you know, you have sword and you have cutter, and like, they both do the same thing. It's just one's ranged and one's melee. So yeah, ultimately I'm having a real blast. You know, the music's great. There has been one mini game so far where like you're doing, it's essentially you have customers coming up to a dinner counter and they provide like an icon that gradually appears and you just have to pick the corresponding meal. So it's like, it's sort of like a Simon type game of just, being given a prompt and you matching that prompt. But who knows, maybe we'll get more mini games as the game progresses. You know, I think that's going to wrap up my review. You know, as I said, this is going to be a shorter episode. Just, I'm not still having all these issues with my nose. Jeez. And it's, worse off than I thought it was when we first started the episode. So, we're going to keep this to a shorter thing. So, Kirby and the Forgotten Land available now for Nintendo Switch. Sorry about that for those who are listening to the audio version. So available now on Nintendo Switch. And I would definitely recommend play it if you want a fun, cute, more relaxed sort of action adventure platformer experience. Again, if you're looking for difficulty, not going to find it here. So, you know, I would direct you to something a little more difficult, maybe like Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury. So, okay, that's going to wrap things up for our deep dive. So let's do quest log. All right, so last week the goal was complete Mad Monster Mansion and complete a Chapter 1 comic. Did both of those. This week, the goal is going to be complete Rusty Bucket Bay in Banjo-Kazooie on Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pass, pictured here, as well as do another Chapter 1 comic. Now, we're going to up the stakes a little bit. So, for every goal that I don't meet in Questlog, what I will do is I will gift out, a Twitch sub, you know, and I'll do that. I'll do that after the podcast concludes, and I'll give them to, you know, random people, to random followers, on Twitch. We'll see how that goes. If people say like, oh, Sean, I don't want a Twitch subscription, I'm a podcast listener, you know, maybe I can figure something out for Patreon or something. Who knows? But for the time being, we're going to do that. So that gives me a little more incentive to try and get stuff done. And then if I don't, the community gets stuff. So. But yeah, Rusty Bucket Bay, definitely, I think one of the weaker areas of Banjo-Kazooie. It just feels superfluous with like we already kind of have like a ship level, and we also already have like a grungy, rusty aesthetic with Clanker's Cavern. So it feels like they kind of just like needed another world and had to think of something and just decided to reuse a bunch of concepts and ideas from other levels. So, least easily my least favorite world in Banjo-Kazooie. So we'll see. We'll try and speed through it. So yeah. And then there's only 4 comics left for Chapter 1. So we're getting there, folks. We are getting there. The last week's was a full page, so it took a lot of effort. The next couple of them are just single strips again, so we'll be able to get that done more easily. So all right. Well, this is a bit of a shorter podcast episode this week. So sorry about that, folks. Turns out I'm not feeling as well as I thought I was. And it is difficult to do a podcast with this stuff going on my nose here, and my sinuses. So thank you all for joining me for this episode of the 8-Bit Adventures podcast. If you would like to see more stuff from 8-Bit Adventures, you can check out 8-bitadventures.com. Over there, you can find the comic, the podcast, stream VODs, and all that stuff. If you would like to help support that, you can become a patron over at patreon.com/8bitadventures. You can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. And you get early access to comics, exclusive access to patron-only comics, D&D behind-the-scenes stuff, and more. Our opening theme is One Up by Professor Shy Guy. You can find his stuff over at professorshyguy.bandcamp.com. And with that, we are going to be done. So, again, I'm super sorry that this is such a short episode. I'm just not feeling well. Hopefully, I got some medicine, and hopefully that helps. Because I would really love to get back on a regular schedule. It's been like 3 weeks of you having podcast, not having podcast, and all this stuff. It would really be nice to just get on a regular schedule and feel better. Yeah. All right. That's going to wrap up the show. So as always, have fun, everyone. Happy gaming and enjoy your pie cake.